Hello.
Hiya, is it possible to speak to Nicholas McJory, please?
Yeah, that's me.
Hiya, it's Lewis from MMA Legal. I'm just calling in regards to your Scottish redress application. Is now a good time?
Aye, all right, Paul.
Just to let you know, calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. And for data protection, can I just confirm your date of birth, please?
It's 28/10/1966.
Thank you. And your postcode?
G521SF.
Perfect, thank you. And also your email address, if you could, please.
Well, I've not got one and I've not been using it.
Is it possible to take a mobile number?
Yes. 07-881-337-871.
Thank you very much. It's just in regards to the application. I just need some further information from yourself, if that's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Could I take the name of your GP?
It's Govan Health Centre. Yellow Practice.
Govan Health Centre, Yellow Practice.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then also, could I have your address immediately prior to care, please?
What do you mean?
So the address that you were living in before you went to care?
Before I went into care?
Yes.
Oh, God. Before I went into care, God, I could get... 19 Burndyke Court.
And would you mind just spelling that for me, please?
B-U-R-N-D-Y-K-E, Burndyke Court, C-O-U-R-T, Burndyke Court.
Perfect, thank you very much. And
that's Govan, Glasgow. So yeah. I've not got a postcode for it, know what I mean?
No, that's fine. Can I also take your mother and father's name, please?
My dad's name's the same as mine's, Nicholas McJury. And my mum's name's, her maiden name is Martha Allison. Her married name is Martha McJury.
Oh, that's great. Thank you very much. That's all I need from you today.
Yeah, that's... I mean, I'm sorry, but there's certain things that mean, because it's a lot of years ago, you know what I mean?
No, that's fine, I completely understand.
I can only mean, but don't get me wrong, I can punch your dates down for you, I can tell you where I was, what prison I was in, I can even name the prison officers, I can name most things. But there's certain things that I can't remember.
No, that's fine. You don't have to worry about that. That's all the information that we've got on the file, anyway.
All right, pal. So, there was another thing that you asked me no long ago, but I didn't have an answer for you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's completely fine.
All right, pal. Thanks for calling me.
You take care now.
Thanks for calling me. I hope things go good with you, know?
We'll keep it updated.
But do you know what I mean? Some of these people that were involved back then, they'd be dead. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. I mean, if any of them are alive, they'd be old men, you know what I mean?
Proper old
men, you know?
Yeah.
So, I know most of the prisons are closed down and don't operate. And that's what it was. The last thing you asked me was for records, something to do with records. But the thing is, the records, my lawyer telling me, records, they destroy their records every 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So I don't know how, I can tell you, I'll be honest with you, the solicitor that I've got, Paul McCormick, he works for Ian McCarry.
Yeah.
He knows me personally. He went through the whole system with me,
yeah,
you know, and he knows me personally, you know, but regarding records back then, you'd need to ask him,
Cause no, that's fine. That's what we're going to do with you anyway.
But regarding the... that's the company I used, Ian McCarry and my solicitor, it was Paul McCormick. But the old sheriff court, it was in Ingram Street in the city centre. I've been closed for years, you know, when they built the new sheriff court. Then the court back then that I got most of the sentences was the old district court on St Andrew Street.
Yeah.
And we've not got a district court anymore.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know how it all works now. Regarding...
No, that's fine. We're going to get the information for you. You don't need to worry about that.
I mean, but obviously I can't be the only one that this has all happened to and stuff like that. And
yeah.
I don't know what these people may be done about it but back then or whatever. But anyway, that's the best I can do. You know,
no, that's
but if you need anything, just phone me. All
yeah,
right, Paul?
We will do. Thank you very much.
Just give my regards to whoever's dealing with it and tell them thanks. You know, I appreciate everything they're doing, you know what I mean?
Of course, we will do. Thank you very much.
Right, darling. Thanks, man. I do appreciate you believing me, okay?
Oh, okay. You know? Thank you. You take care.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks, pal. See you later. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. You too.